So Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, is also the firstborn from the dead. And here a great testimony is given. The identity of the one witnessing to John is fully certified here. Who is speaking to him? Jesus Christ. Now, it may not be very clear here, but towards the end of this chapter, Christ will say, I became dead, and behold, I'm alive again, alive by his holy resurrection. All this refers to the human nature, and more specifically to the body, because the soul does not die. So the firstborn from the dead is the pre-eternal God who became man, died on the cross, resurrected, and now lives as God-man forever and ever. We also read in the 18th verse of this chapter, I am the first and the last, another name of Christ, and the living one. But when he says, I am the first and the last, he speaks as God, because no human being can be the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega. The Alpha and the Omega does not exist in any creation, in any human being, but it is only an attribute of God, and the living one does not apply to a human being. The living one refers to God. And I became dead as a human being, and behold, I am living. I'm alive. I live. In other words, I resurrected. And I live forever and ever as God-man. Not as God, and not as a human being, but as God-man forever and ever. And I have the keys of death and Hades. Christ defeated death and Hades. He destroyed the bonds of Hades. Zygavinos, one of the church fathers, expresses this very nicely. He says, Christ is called the firstborn from the dead, being the first one to burst out from the belly of Hades. The verb burst shows the power of Christ who pulverized Hades. He destroyed the bonds of Hades. He smashed the chains, the locks and doors of the eternal gates of Hades. So he's the first that exploded through the doors of Hades, was first born from the dead. St. Paul also uses this term in his letter to the Colossians, and he is the head of the body of the church, who is the beginning and the firstborn from the dead, so that in everything he might have supremacy. And why supremacy? Because he's first in everything. He paves the way and we follow. He's the first dead to resurrect and come. Next will be the second, the third. And St. Paul adds, Christ comes first and he guarantees our own resurrection. In 1 Corinthians 15:20, he says, but Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. So he was raised first, and many will follow. Many will follow him. And finally, the third name of Christ in this verse, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. This title serves as an echo of the meeting with Pilate, where Christ offered his great martyria, or testimony, that yes, he's truly king. St. John the Evangelist records, my kingdom is not of this world. Pilate asks, so are you a king? Christ answers, you say that I am. Simply meaning, yes, you are correct, I am a king. So Christ is king, a ruler, the ruler of history. He's the universal judge. He's victorious. And this last name of Christ makes up the subject of the book of the Revelation, being the central theme of the book. We read in the book of the Revelation of St. John, chapter 17, verse 14, they will make war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will be victorious over them because he is Lord of lords and King of kings. So again, in this verse, we have three names of Jesus Christ. These names seem to form a natural scale between them. he who came to bear witness to the truth, and he died for the sake of this truth. He resurrected, gaining victory over death, not only for himself, but for all mankind, for whom he will finally be victorious as God-man, King and Lord of all the kings and all rulers of the earth. These three names of Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, these three names serve as the diagram of the entire journey of God the Logos throughout history. He comes, gives the martyria, or the testimony. He suffers a martyr's death and exits human history. He actually takes human history along with him by his resurrection and ascension, and he transforms it to the kingdom of God. Let's pay close attention to this. He enters history, martyrs, and dies for the truth, resurrects, ascends, and with a final judgment, he assumes the entire history, the entire creation, and changes it to the kingdom of God. Now tell me, what other book can compare to the magnificence of the book of the Revelation? What other book can even come close? Is there any other book from the entire universal literature? What book? None, absolutely none, can even come close to the splendor of the book of the Revelation. These are tremendously huge subjects. My friends, we insist on some theological points. We insist on some theology. We understand they can be a little tiresome, but we need to develop patience. We need to emphasize, we must emphasize that we need to raise ourselves up. We must lift up our minds. We must elevate spiritually, raise our spirituality. Our spiritual standards need to get higher. Let's not limit ourselves to some basic morality. No, Christ did not incarnate to make us nice people. Let's stop telling ourselves that we are good persons and not sufficient, resting in this self-sufficiency, which is nothing more but a spiritual starvation limit. And we're the cause of the starvation limit when we are content with a few crumbs of some religious knowledge. No, my friends, the children of God must become filled with the bread of God. And the bread of God is the bread that came from heaven. God the Word, who gave himself for food, real food, so we can see God the Word through this heavenly bread. That's why, my friends, do not protest if we offer some theology here. It is not very much, but it is the bread that nourishes the children of God.
Ευλογημένη Βασιλεία του Πατρός και του Υιού και του Αγίου Πνεύματος, ειν και αεί και εις τους αιώνας των αιώνων. Αμήν. Του Κυρίου δεηθώμεν, Κύριε ελέησον. Υπέρ της άνωθεν ειρήνης και της σωτηρίας των ψυχών ημών, του Κυρίου δεηθώμεν. Κύριε ελέησον. Υπέρ της ειρήνης του σύμπαντος κόσμου, ευσταθίας των Αγίων, του Θεού Εκκλησίων και της των πάντων ενώσεως, του Κυρίου δεϊτώμεν. Κύριε ελέησον. Υπέρ του Αγίου οίκου τούτου και των μεταπίστεων σε βλαβίας και φόβου Θεού ισιόντων εν αυτών του Κυρίου δεϊτώμεν. Κύριε ελέησον. Υπέρ των ευσεβών και ορθοδόξων χριστιανών Κυρίου δεϊθώμεν. Κύριε ελέησον. Υπέρ του Αρχιεπισκόπου ημών, του Τιμίου Πρεσβυτερίου της εν Χριστώ Διακονίας, παντός του Πύρου και του λαού του Κυρίου δεϊθώμεν. Κύριε ελέησον. Υπέρ της πόλεως τάφης, πάσης πόλεως και χώρας και των πιστικούντων εν αυτές του Κυρίου δεϊθώμεν. Κύριε ελέησον. Υπέρ ευκρασίας αέρων, εφορίας των καρπών της γης και καιρών ειρηνικών του Κυρίου δεϊθώμεν. Κύριε ελέησον. Υπέρ πλεόντων, οδηπορούντων, νοσούντων, καμπόντων, εχμαλώτων και της σωτηρίας αυτών του Κυρίου δεϊθώμεν. Κύριε ελέησον. Υπέρ του Ρησίνε ημάς, από πάσης ύψεως, οργής κινδύνου και ανάγκης, του Κυρίου δεϊθώμεν. Αντιλαβούς όσων ελέησον και διαφύλαξον ημάς ο Θεός της η χάρητης, Κύριε ελέησον. Της Παναγίας Ακράντου υπερευλογημένης εν λόξου δεσποίνης ημών Θεοτόκου και αη Παρθένου Μαρία, με τα πάντων των Αγίων μνημονεύσαντες εαυτούς και αλλήλους και πάσαν την ζωήν ημών Χριστό το Θεό παραθώμεθα. Ότι πρέπει πάσα δόξα τιμή και προσκύνηση το Πατρί και το Υιό και το Άγιο Πνεύματι νυν και αεί και εις τους αιώνας των αιώνων. Αμήν. Oh. son su tonoma. Ήρθεν ουν φωνή εκ του ουρανού και δόξασα και πάλι δοξάσω. Ουν οχλός εστός και ακούσας έλεγε βροντίν και γονένα. Απεκρίθη ο Ιησούς και είπε ουδιέ με αυτή φωνή γέγονε αλλάζει ημάς. Νην Χριστής εσύ του κόσμου τούτου, νην ο άρχον του κόσμου τούτου, εκπληθήσετε έξω. Καγώ εάν υψωθώ εκ της γης, πάντας ελκύσω προς εμαυτόν. Τούτο δε έλεγε σημαίνον δύο θανάτω η μελέν αποσχίστη. Απεκρίθη αυτό ο όχλος, ημείς οικούσαμε εκ του νόμου, ότι ο Χριστός μένει εις τον αιώνα. Και πώς συλλέγεις ότι δει υψωθήνε των υιών του ανθρώπου. Είσαι εσύ ούτως ο υιός του ανθρώπου, υπέρν αυτής ο Ιησούς. Έτσι μικρών χρόνων το φως με θυμώνεσαι, περιπατείτε έως το φως έχετε, ή να μην σκοτία ημάς καταλάβει. Και ο περιπατών εν τη σκοτία ουκίδε, έως το πως έχετε πιστεύετε εις το Thank you. eleison, kiri eleison, kiri eleison. Eleison imas o Theon, kata to mega eleos, Theon mesasu, epatuson, ke eleison. Kiri eleison, kiri eleison, kiri eleison. Eti leones a hiper ton ercebon, que orthodoxon cristianos. Kiri eleison, kiri eleison, kiri eleison. Eti leones a hiper tu archiepiscopu imon. Έτσι λεόμεθα υπέρ των αδελφών ημών, των ιερέων ιερομονάχων, ιεροδιακών και μοναχών, και πάσης της εν Χριστώ ημών αδελφότητος. Κύριε ελέησον, Κύριε ελέησον, Κύριε ελέησον. Έτσι δεόμεθα υπέρ ελέους, ζωής, ειρήνης, υγείας, σωτηρίας, επισκέπτεως, συγχωρήσεως και αφέσεως των αμαρτιών των δούλων του Θεού, πάντων των ευσεβών και ορθοδόξων χριστιανών, των κατοικούντων και παρικούντων εν τη πόλη και εν τη ενωρία τάφτη. Κύριε ελέησον. Έτσι λεόμεθα υπέρ των μακαρίων και αημνήστων κτητόρων της Αγίας Εκκλησίας τάφτη. Και υπέρ πάντων των προαναπαυσαμένων πατέρων και αδελφών ημών, των ενθαδελφευός κειμένων και απανταχού ορθοδόξων. Κύριε ελέησον, Κύριε ελέησον, Κύριε ελέησον. Έτσι λεόμεθα υπέρ των καρποφορούντων και καλλιεργούντων του Αγίου και πανσέπτων ατούτων, κοπιόντων ψαλόντων και υπέρ του περιεστώτων λαού, του απεκδεχομένου το παρασού μέγα και πλούσιο ελέο. Ότι ελεήμων και φιλάνθρωπος Θεός υπάρχει, και εσύ τη δόξα να αναπέμπομεν το Πατρί και το Υιό και το Αγίο Πνεύματι νυν και αΐ και εις τους αιώνας των αιώνων. Έξαλθε η κατηχούμενη το Κυρίο, η πιστή υπέρ των κατηχουμένων δεϊθόμεν. Είναι ο Κύριος αυτούς ελέησι, κατηχήσει αυτούς των λόγων της αληθείας. Αποκαλύπτει αυτοί στο Ευαγγέλιο της δικαιοσύνης,